punk and the schooner. No one is punk.
Number 29 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, welcome to show number 29. Charles screamed out three yeses, and not because I had my hand up his ass.
You know, I knew you were going to say that.
Shit. All right. Anyway, you're welcome to show number 29. This is Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, and today we have a very
special guest,
and his name is
Gregor
Huebner,
here on our show. Welcome. Violinist, how are you?
Composer. Say hello.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, least we can do, yes. Classical, Charles, jazz, obvious question.
Ask your question, Charles. You can't ask before I tell you to.
All right, go ahead and tell me to.
Crooner, ask your question.
Obvious question. What started the whole thing for you?
Well, what? My parents.
No, wait a minute. I wasn't that vague. You know what I was talking about. What got you writing? What?
I think that's a good answer, actually.
Well, I started writing when I was like 14 or something. I wrote small ensembles, more jazz things. And then I studied classical violin in Vienna, and I started to get classes in classical composition. And then I went to Stuttgart, started with Lachenmann and these guys.
Oh, yeah. Helmut Lachenmann.
We'll talk about these guys later, because I'm not sure who Helmut is, but I like his first name because safety first.
This is what we're in for, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. So yeah, it started slowly, but then it grew. When I came to Manhattan School of Music,
which we all did.
That's right. Yeah. We met there. So Ludmilla.
Oh God! Yeah.
You studied with Ludmilla.
My teacher. Oh.
You studied with Ludmilla.
Yes, I did. Oh.
Well, then, nice talking to you.
Hey, Ludmilla was a nice lady.
She's wonderful, but she also was very intimidating. In form analysis class, she would have us ask a question, and we'd all write down. She would go to each table, wrong,
I know,
yes.
She did the same with me.
It isn't phenomenal, but she was also brilliant. It scared the hell out of you.
Wait, that's Ludmilla walking.
That's right.
Wrong.
No, she was great. So
needless to say, one of the most educated people. So what would you now that? So you started in the jazz world. Did you start there?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. Okay.
You said he studied.
I know, but we didn't talk about how he started. I mean,
if you only paid attention to the guest, Charles. Yeah. This show would go much smoother.
Do you care about the category issue, classical jazz, or what?
No.
You tend to fuse the two very, very much.
Yes. Of course. I think it's only two kinds of music.
That's good famous music. Duganton quote.
Good music and the one Charles writes.
Right. Yeah, you wish. That's why I'm being done by That's why I'm being performed by a Russian orchestra later this year and you're not.
I'm being performed by a Russian orchestra next year.
Oh yeah, I said this year. Oh, next year I'm not.
I don't know.
Okay, there's a joke in there somewhere. But
who
anyway,
cares about you?
I don't know yet, so.
Yeah,
you
don't
know
yet. Thus never mind about
you.
Art,
we have guests. Never mind about you.
What would you like to play for us?
Well, I have a few different things.
What tugs at your heartstrings at this very moment?
At this very moment,
heartstrings, not guitar strings.
I don't know how. Can we take it down? We don't listen to the whole thing, right?
We listen to everything.
I mean, it's long, so.
Well, we can hear Portia. Yeah.
So I wrote something for the Bach Festival like 3 years ago, mm-hmm. And I would like to play the first movement of that.
Okay, what is
it's called
what is
Bach 21.
Bach. He was a composer, Charles, in the Baroque
Bach
era.
Bach 21 is number 3 on that CD.
Nice, wonderful. Okay, what is this for?
This is for a string orchestra, percussion, 5 voices, cello, violin, and saxophone solo.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, here we go.
Okay, Charles.
Interesting. A wise guy, eh?
Wise guy.
Bach 21 by our guest, Gregor Huebner, one of the movements, first movement here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, indeed. Bach 21 by our guest Gregor Huebner here on Noise Punk.
Yeah, some deep shit right there, motherfuckers, what I'm talking about over here.
Who were the players involved?
Well, it was an orchestra called the European Art Ensemble. Mm-hmm. It's like Absolute, something like
that. Right, from Europe. Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because she was improvising in the end, so obviously
yeah,
she
yeah, was yeah. And that's classical. Lauren Newton. Uh-huh. She was the main singer of the Vienna Art Orchestra for a long time. Mm-hmm. And she did a lot with Anthony Braxton. She's American, but she lives in Europe since 30 years, I think. Right. And she's known for this kind of music. So,
now, while we were listening, we noticed in the middle there was a section that was a direct quote of the bass line from Bach's Beam.
You didn't know the shit he told you about.
I know that. I was going to mention that you. This is our routine that. Who's that? Is that Miss Eulalia again? Closer?
Yeah. No!
No!
She's getting a little weird.
Now, wait a minute. I know. I love the fact you were very, I mean, now in that movement, I guess every movement refers to a quote of Bach. I mean, in that case, it was the B minor. It was very subtle. I mean, I noticed you can tell, you can't fully tell directly the Bach influence, but it has its subtlety.
You can tell Bach.
Well, I don't know. There was more to it. There was an even bigger logic beyond the initial Bach material.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, those congas played more or less.
Yes, that's right. But at the beginning, let's say, you know, this electronic thing, which I did with violin and cello and the loop things. Yes. I mean, that's B-A-C-H, you know.
Right,
which spells just the code. Like
does it really?
And then there is a quote of a choral over this whole thing, which is very like in slow motion, and then it goes to the bass line of the Kyrie.
Right.
So that's a lot of different things in that first movement.
And it's yet like, it's all strung together.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The other movements are more like based on one thing, you know, like the second movement, maybe we have time to, it's only 2 minutes, maybe we can do that.
Absolutely, sure.
That's like really, Es ist genug, it's the one choral,
yes.
And the last movement is also a choral. It's like based on one thing, the other movements, but this one was like mixed up, you know, like different things.
Well, do you want to play now that movement and then go straight to something else?
That's a good idea, actually.
So, right. Yeah, so tell us something else.
Tell us about this movement we're about to hear.
Oh.
This is, the choral is Es ist genug, yes. And the thing is I use this choral?
Choral.
Sorry. I use this choral. And I just laid it out like a few times, but let the people only play certain notes and hold them longer than they are.
Oh, nice. Like so a barrio a little bit.
And it goes, it gets more intense at the end, so you only hear it at the end that this was the choral, you know.
Ooh.
And I thought that was a nice kind of, I mean, it's a technique, you know, but it came together really nice, I think.
You know Berio's Sinfonia,
yes, of course,
right, where he puts on top of Mahler's score, he puts all the stuff.
Right.
But the score is there, and you can see it intact, basically, but chopped up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I
mean,
like
that the music goes by in time, but it's some notes are more hold much longer than they are normally, you know, so you get all these dissonances, too, but at the end, it gets smaller and smaller, the things
and then
they
you
do.
You see the shape of what the piece
exactly,
is.
Right? Exactly,
exactly. I like those techniques. I once took the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and I took the exact orchestration and exact rhythms of what was being played, but all the notes were mine. It was from a bass concerto, and it didn't sound like. But you could hear something's familiar about this. But I like those type of things sometimes to fuck around. Yeah, that's
which movement is this?
That's the second movement.
Second movement.
And then after that, we should go to the mystery piece, which we will talk about after you hear it. How about that? Would that be
mystery
a
mystery piece? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, we don't have to talk about it now. We'll decide. We'll decide as we listen to the second movement.
Right.
So announce
once again,
you bastard.
Why?
I mean,
how do you
Charles,
know about my childhood?
Oh.
Anyway. Bach 21 by our guest Gregor Huebner, the second movement here on here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. the truly awesome music of Gregor Huebner, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Earlier, we heard the second movement of his Bach 21, a very powerful kind of a variation, which eventually evolved, as you hear later, it's a darn Bach chorale, or quoting from it, among other elements in that piece. And just after that, we heard the mystery work, Lullaby or Not, featured on Gregor Huber's most recent album, New York NRG Quartet, featuring Luis Perdomo, Hans...
Hans
Klavishnik. Yes.
Luis Perdomo, Hans Klavishnik, Billy Hart, and the Serious String Quartet.
Yeah, those guys.
You were going really good, Charles.
Yeah.
Fucked it up in there.
Yeah, you know. But it makes for great radio.
Yeah, real great. For deaf people. This is a nice one in the screen, a radio for deaf people. If you want to hear what we're saying, touch your radio for Braille. Touch your computer for Braille. I want to just take a second, if you don't mind. We just, the New Music Connoisseur magazine, it's devoted to the contemporary music scene, this magazine.
Yeah.
Wrote up an article about us in their sound bites called Meet Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. And it's a positive article, and I don't know.
It's a mostly positive article.
Yeah, except for Charles. They don't like Charles. But
they
otherwise,
love
they
me,
love
except in one spot.
Anyway, welcome to the new world of online radio. I mean, yeah, there's somewhere where it's a really good quote, and I can't find it. Anyway, they like this. It's a good review. Go look at it. I think if you go to their website, newmusiccon.org, you can maybe read the article if they have it up there. If they don't...
That's your
problem. They don't leave me the fuck alone, right? All right, anyway, we have Greg Huebner here. Gregor Huebner. Anybody ever call you Greg?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They can't handle two syllables, right. So they have to...
But they have much more problems with Huebner, actually.
Yeah. Huebner is... Yeah, Huebner is big.
Because there's an umlaut?
Exactly.
Yes.
Anyway, so we...
Ludmila just fell on the floor.
Again, poor Ludmila. Why is she being... What is she doing there?
Hello?
Scratching her twice. Now, the thing is, what did you just say? You can't say that on the radio. He's dumb as hell. Like, all right, so we should continue with the music because this show has become now out of control.
Yeah, great job, Gene.
We've heard some of Gregor Huebner's music for chamber ensembles. Jazz band with chamber, more of a... But I don't know. I don't want to say jazz at him. Chamber. We heard two chamber works at the moment. Do we want to go on to bigger or smaller solo or orchestral?
What would you like to
electronic?
See
maybe or we maybe go to a little piano piece.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
This is the last track on this CD.
Okay.
What is this?
Talk about it, please.
Well, this should we talk about the previous?
Oh,
do you want? I'm sorry. Talk about the. Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
I don't know. This was like you said, a jazz quartet and a string quartet together, and it's based on a little lullaby from Sicily.
Mm.
And yes, I mean, I wrote this piece, obviously, when I had my two kids when they were really young.
Oh, you got two kids. You know?
And. First, it's a nice lullaby, and then it got totally destructed. Right. But it comes back at the end, so everything is good.
Nice. It works out.
Everybody falls asleep. Lullabies and lullabies.
There you go.
Okay, the next piece is going to be very different. It's for piano solo. I wrote, it was a commission for a contemporary pianist, and he wanted to do something with Latin flavor. Especially probably Cuban, that's what I told him to do.
The what?
Cuban, rhythmic stuff on the piano. So for that, I really started conga, and I tried to put these rhythms on the piano. So the next piece is called Wawanko.
Wawanko.
And you will hear this.
Is that
played by Peter Van... What's his name again? Wait a second.
Peter Van, what's his name? It's a very famous German.
Winhardt. Peter von Winhardt. Okay. He's playing a lot of contemporary music. And
nice.
So.
And the name of the piece again?
Wawanko.
Wawanko.
Lamila?
Lamila. Wawanko by our guest, Gregor Huebner, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Holy crap! Wawanko!
Wawanko!
By our guest, Gregor Huebner, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was awesome!
Thank you.
Yeah, that was high, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Joe was dancing over here, taking his shirt off.
I was doing my funky white boy.
Damn. God damn it.
Gene loves my funky white boy.
Joe got all Puerto Rican on me, man. Stole my hubcap? Shit!
I don't know why I'm laughing at that.
It's Cuban. It's not even Puerto Rican. I'm a big racist. That was just a racist thing. Not as bad as my Lily Layla joke.
deux, trois. Anyway. Subtle.
You should take another teacher now from Manhattan.
Yeah,
school,
right.
You
know?
What about, what's her name? The other girl.
Oh, the other, the German. Mamlock.
Mamlock.
Ursula Mamlock.
Remember her? Yes, but I never had glasses of her, so
yeah.
I
don't know. Yeah.
This is her walking on the hall.
Well, she's a lot.
You had glasses with her?
No, just only
no.
For the freshman seminar. You know, we like the first time we had to meet all of them.
Oh, that's right.
Freshman.
That's right.
Right,
Charles. If you don't talk in the mic, nobody will hear you.
I wasn't talking.
No, you went like this, and you were talking.
I just said right.
Charles,
it wasn't worth hearing.
Charles, I hate your compliance.
What? Compliance or complaints?
Compliance with mediocrity.
Mediocrity? You call me mediocre?
No! Charles! We're talking to our friend.
Yes, sir.
Gregor Huebner. Yeah.
What's next?
What's next? Let's see. do something of this one. That's a duo piano violin. Number... Let's see, number 4.
Oh, is this with Richard Bayrach?
That's Richard Bayrach.
Oh, yeah, talk about it. You know, Richard Bayrach is a great pianist who... He didn't really, make it as a real household jazz name, though he was in that scene, right?
He was like the pianist of Chet Baker and Stan
right.
Getz at that time. And
damn.
They also had this band called Quest in the 70s, 80s. Which was pretty known, and he had the famous duo with Dave Liebman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really, Byron. Oh, yeah. But he kind of disappeared. So,
he had some private problems. But he made it through. So
yeah.
Now he has a professorship in Leipzig in Germany. And,
oh, really?
Oh, great.
And he really is happy there and plays a lot now. And I think he gets some kind of comeback now or something like that.
Charles and I had the privilege of hearing Gregor and Richie Bayrach and this festival that we go to every year called the Alfred Festival, run by Franz Hackl, who's also on the show, of course. And one 2 years ago, I guess, right? Yeah, it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago.
2 years
they
ago.
Came there.
That's right.
They performed, and I thought, it was rocking.
Yeah.
That's some rocking shit going on. So let's hear some of this motherfucker.
Well, I played with him since about 10 years now.
Oh, okay, great.
This
cool.
duo is up since 10 years, so...
And is this a new record or an
that's
old
a
record?
It's new. Yeah, it's a new record. It's 2007, yeah.
Great.
So what are we hearing?
Let's see. Let's do one of the Bagatelles, maybe in the number 4. That's track 8.
All right.
This is your composition, not here.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good.
All right, this is from an album of Richie Bayrach and Gregor Huebner.
Duality,
the first 10 years. And this is one of the inventions here on Noise...
Bagatelle,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
One of the Bagatelles here on Noise Punk and Dust
Crooner. Charles messed up again. Charles messed up again. Everybody dancing. Bye. Thank you.
Ah, Gregor Huebner's music, the Bagatelle number 4 from his album Duality. The first 10 years we heard pianist Richie Bayrock and Gregor himself on the violin.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And I see on the album this is Bagatelle number, what is it, 4?
4.
So there's a bunch of them. So it's like, I guess you perform them like all together or something.
Yeah, it's like six Bagatelles. And right. It's like, they all kind of, we try to get the spirit of like different composers in there. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea of, I did that before we did the recording. So I wrote like the first, let's say, minute is written down and then we go off.
Uh-huh. Improvise.
Yeah.
So which composer is that based? That one was based, or
this like Morton Feldman, people like that.
I was trying to think. Yeah. Definitely. Feldman.
Yeah.
Music you could hardly hear.
Yeah. Well, I played the 6-hour string quartet. Oh, that was tough.
Oh. Wow.
Music to sleep.
To sleep by.
Like Martin. I like good old Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, do we have any something huge?
Thing, right?
Do we have something big, like orchestral
it's
big,
not
or
really big, but it's much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Capriccio.
Sorry. Yeah.
What about? Oh, you don't want to play that piece that Charles conducted because he fucked it up, right?
What?
I'm joking.
Well, I didn't
as well.
Let me tell you, I have two more things.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, this is more like it's a violin Capriccio with orchestra.
Oh, great, cool.
This would be something with choir, and then I have the two pieces you conducted here. In Memoriam Bella you did, I think.
Right.
No.
But that's not him doing
violin concerto and bassoon concerto.
Well, the bassoon concerto I don't have, actually. I don't. Yeah. We didn't really record it there.
No.
They recorded it. I mean,
got it. Did you ever get this?
Yeah, I got everything. I recorded it because I go after the sound guy. Because I stayed there for an extra week.
Yeah, but the radio recorded it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, radio. I don't know. Those guys. Yeah.
Well, I think let's do this and then...
Okay, cool. So this is the Capriccio.
Yeah, it's track number 1.
For violin and chamber orchestra?
Chamber orchestra,
You on violin?
Yes.
Of course, who else would it be?
I don't know, maybe he wrote it for somebody.
David Oistrakh? I doubt it. Anyway.
I wish. Igor.
Igor, yeah. There
well,
you go.
I don't wish that, so, but...
Capriccio for violin and chamber orchestra by our guest, Gregor Huebner, here on Noise Punk.
That's Gruna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. The Capriccio for violin and chamber orchestra, that by Gregor Hübner here on Noise Punk and Das Kuna. That was Gregor himself on the violin. Who was the orchestra?
That's an academy. It's like a music academy in Germany, which has its own orchestra. It's like a professional orchestra, but they come together for special projects.
But they were quite good.
They were quite good.
I'll say they played together quite well.
This is a Gene's British action that sounds Jamaican.
I ain't Jamaican, mate. I don't know what that sounds like.
Question. We've been listening here for the last hour or so of your music. I had the pleasure of conducting your stuff last year in Austria. You definitely have your great harmonic language habits, rhythmic, and various. You have certain pockets in terms of habitual. Yeah. Do you look at this every time you write something, or do you try? Is it something you embrace? Do you avoid? What do you think about that? Do you, because you have a very distinguishing sound? You know, we know you when we hear you. Do you think about that when you're writing at all?
Not really. I think what the last couple of years I was really working with Latin percussion, what you heard just now, and I think that brings the rhythmic aspect. I really got interested in that kind of music, so I think that comes into my music the last couple of years. And of course, that you have similar rhythms. There are not so many different rhythms, so that you use this kind of similar rhythms, but you try to use them different every time. But you have to do it, you're right, you have to be careful that it doesn't really get always the same, that you have to use the stuff you know already. Of course, it's like an improviser too. You use, at certain times, you use what you have in your backpack. So, that's the same with composers, I guess. I'm always looking for challenging projects, So now I'm writing a violin concerto, a double concerto for violin, electric violin actually, and saxophone. That makes already where I will use a lot of loops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking always to find something new when I write. But of course you have pockets you use. It's like,
which is not a criticism by any. I think it's great. I mean, I love the fact that. Part of the reason we know a composer like Philip Glass, we don't have to know every piece. We know who wrote it. Part of the reasons are these little things they do in every piece they write. To a certain, thank you for those. By the way, he's more of a scaly guy. Although he is a pulsy guy, you're right. Play ball.
Well, that's Steve Reich.
Yeah. That's still Glass, man.
Steve Reich.
Yeah. There you go. All
right.
That's right.
If you find a pocket like that, you get really famous.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, I don't know if it was just the pocket he found. I think it's some other things he found, certain donors that he had to. Anyway. But anyway.
Found some old pussy.
We have
to. We have to do some editing.
There's no editing in this show. Everything's
Steve,
going in.
We are joking. There's beer involved. Anyway.
Ain't no beer involved, motherfuckers.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was so funny. I forgot to laugh.
All right.
Anyway,
let's hear another piece by Gregor Hübner. Perhaps this time a piece for the voice.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's the last piece. Let's do that. That's I wrote this for, what is it called? The chamber choir of the state, Baden-Württemberg in Germany. Was a commission for that choir, and. It's on one CD with a lot of music of Poulenc, but this piece is written by me. It was supposed to be in a little bit in the same style.
It's Poulenc.
And it's track number, what is it?
You don't have to announce a track number.
You don't have to, 11. The audience don't care about your track numbers. By the way,
it's
talking
called
about audience.
Le Miroir des Moments.
Let me ask you a question.
In translation?
The Mirror of the Moment.
The mirror of the moment.
sounds like a Luther Vandross title of a song.
But here, I got a good question for you before we play this, because most of the CDs we've played today are commercially available on various labels. Well, a lot of them are Nuova Records and there's some other record labels, but people might want to go and buy these CDs from you. Where can they go?
Well, they can get it on iTunes, of course.
iTunes?
Yeah, under my name, they find these records. But
do you have a website? Do you have a website you want to plug? Your own website.
My own website is www.gregorhubner.de.
It's a German website.
It's a German website. And the record label I'm on now, right now, the last couple of records is on Niveau Records.
Niveau.
But you see that also Amazon and everybody, you know, they sell that. So.
So go check out his website. Go buy his records.
Because you know he's good, as you've just heard. God darn it. What?
Announce the piece.
All right. The first.
See, I always like to put a little space between that when Charles asks the name of the piece. And he's supposed to announce it here.
The piece with a French title by Gregor Huebner.
Le miroir des moments. And it's called The Mirror of the Moment.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, that was indeed cool. Le Miroir du Moment by our guest Gregor Hubner. We heard the Württembergische Kammerchor.
Charles, all kinds of languages coming out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's French, yeah. It's Dutch. But anyway, conducted by Dieter Kurz. And, of course, Gregor himself was in the background with the... Well, not the background. I shouldn't call it the background. There's an insult for you. On the violin, piece by Gregor Hubner. We've been hearing the music of Gregor Hubner, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Cleaner.
Show number 29, what's going on?
That's a great, great...
You know what time it is?
Yes. on that note, thank you so much for coming. What do you got coming up next?
Well, yeah, tell us I'm working on a cello concerto, actually.
Yes.
And I'm working on a double concerto for violin and saxophone, like I said before. And then there's another dance thing coming in February, which is like 10, like I think it's like 5 percussionists and like 5 in a band. So it's like
awesome. Yeah, you have any New York performances coming up?
Yes, I actually next week at the NYAE Festival at the Flea Theater in Tribeca on Thursday with the series. Well,
but this show won't be on until when? When will
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I don't know when the show will air, but just say the date.
And, give the date.
8th of May.
8th of May. So if you're listening to in the future, the
concert 2008.
Happened, then 2008.
If you're listening reviews, in 2011, you've missed it. It's your loss. But anyway.
Everybody loved the concert, great reviews.
Well, I come back to the Birdland in August with Richie Bayrak for a week. So,
yeah,
watch out for that, Bayrak and Cuban and Birdland.
Yeah.
When? August. And go check out his website and you'll probably find out, I'm sure he'll update you.
And who knows, maybe when you hear this show 5 years from now, you'll be playing with Sully Rollins or some famous...
Rollins?
I don't know.
He's like 99 years old.
The guy's crazy enough to be still playing. He, you know,
Sonny Rollins lives in Charles' building. That's
did, right. Not anymore.
Oh, he moved?
He got kicked out.
Because of you?
He, well, what? Low
what are you talking about?
He
won't pay the rent anymore?
No. It was for a technical issue, which I don't think I should discuss on the air, but anyway.
I don't want to hear about this.
Anyway, on that note, Gregor, thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having you. Definitely.
And is that what I think it is?
I think that's the theme music. Here it comes.
That's wonderful. And until next time, noise to you.